Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com. Also, my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Monday, the third day of October 2022. As we start the new week here, my audio weather thoughts, starting with a discussion of the tropics. From the National Hurricane Center in Miami, they want to make sure that you understand that they expect another area of disturbed weather to make its way out of the across the Leeward Islands into the Caribbean over the coming days, over the next 5 days. There's about a 40% chance of tropical cyclone formation as it moves across the Leewards and into the southeastern, south-central part of the Caribbean Sea. They do expect it to become a little better organized. Too early to tell exactly what it will do. We'll continue to watch that closely. There's another area of disturbed weather a few hundred miles south-southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands. Disorganized showers and thunderstorms out there. This moving mainly moving to the northwest, so not a factor. Neither one of these systems are a factor for the United States at this point. We'll keep an eye on both of them. Back here at home, a pretty dry, stable weather pattern, up to 86 on Sunday out at Camp Mabry and out at Bergstrom. Folks, as we move through the next couple of days, we're going to see temperatures warming up. I think daytime highs closer to 90. When you go out and start looking at the forecast for Austin, we should be looking every day at an average high, 30-year average high of about 86 right now, 86 or 87. So if we're running closer to 90, we are running above average for this time of year. There is a little series of cold fronts that is expected to move down into Texas by the time we get to Thursday, Friday. As it does so, the fronts may make it as far south as Austin. But folks, lack of moisture ahead of it, lack of instability ahead of the front, not going to see any rain chances over the next seven-day period. If we can get that front to kind of settle south into the area beginning Friday into Saturday, and the guidance would suggest they will, then we'll pick up more of a northeast wind and temperatures will cool back down a little closer and maybe a little bit below what they should be for this time of year. But again, this will be under a clear sky. I don't see any rainfall over the next 7 days for Austin, for South Central Texas. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Monday, on this third day of October 2022. I'll update my audio weather cast or my audio weather thoughts, as well as my seven-day forecast, which of course is on the website. I'll do that again on Tuesday morning. Have yourself a good Monday.